Here at Sola, we encourage disciples and equip disciple makers by drawing on the riches of the Reformation to apply historic Christian theology to all of faith and life. Our work is only possible thanks to the generosity of thousands of supporters across the world. In order to keep our resources free, we need your support. Will you prayerfully consider a donation to help us equip and encourage even more people to grow in knowing God and seeing everything in His light? If so, please visit solamedia.org/donate.
So when you read the Bible, it's clear that there are occasions where Jesus, the apostles, the prophets use very strong language. And more, I think Christians are becoming comfortable with this kind of language, especially in our day. The feeling is the way the culture is going, the kind rhetoric, the gentle speech, that's not going to win anyone over to our side anymore. People need a stronger word. Well, do they? What should Christians be characterized by in their speech? And when is it appropriate for us as followers of Jesus to use a harsh tone? That's what we're going to be thinking about. So sometimes people refer to this as speaking with a prophetic or a serrated edge. When you look at the ministry of Jesus or the prophets in the Old Testament, it's clear that sometimes they use some pretty strong language in order to get their point across. And I guess the first thing to note is that the Bible actually has a lot to say about the kind of speech we as followers of Jesus should be characterized by. Several passages of Scripture make this clear. Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Colossians 4:5-6, "Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." 2 Timothy 2:24-26, "The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." Titus 3:1-2, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people." 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." So as a rule, we must be patient, gentle, gracious, and respectful in our speech as Christians. This is true when speaking to or about outsiders or non-Christians. Paul says this in Colossians 4:5. Jesus in Luke 6:28 says, "Bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you." But it's also true when addressing struggling sinners within the church. You think of Galatians 6:1. The temptation is for us to grow impatient with brothers and sisters who struggle and to speak harshly to them. But Paul says the mature believer should operate out of a spirit of gentleness toward the weaker brother. So if that's the case, then when is the kind of language that Jesus used with the Pharisees called for? Well, here's what Martin Luther, who was known for pretty colorful language, here's what he said referencing Paul's tone in the book of Galatians. Quote, "We should follow Paul's example, showing affection to those who go astray, like parents toward their children. That way, they will be aware of our fatherly and motherly affection toward them and will see that we don't wish their ruin, but rather their well-being. On the other hand, against the devil and his ministers and against the authors of false doctrine and the sects, we should also follow the other example of the apostle. With them, we should show ourselves impatient, proud, cutting, bitter, detesting, and condemning of their trickery and double talk with all possible zeal and severity. This is what parents do when a dog bites their son and hurts him. They chase the dog, but with the sweetest words, comfort and speak gently to the child." I love that. John Calvin wrote something very similar in his commentary on Titus 1:9, quote, the pastor ought to have two voices, one for gathering the sheep and another for warding off and driving away wolves and thieves. The scripture supplies him with the means of doing both, for he who is deeply skilled in it will be able both to govern those who are teachable and to refute the enemies of the truth. So this seems to fit with the example set for us by Jesus, with the Pharisees whom Jesus likened to the devil's ministers, John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus frequently used harsh language. This was because they were hypocrites who shut the door of God's kingdom in the face of those who were seeking to enter. Remember, Jesus said that in Matthew 23, verse 13. They abused the very sheep they were called to shepherd into the kingdom of God. It wasn't always the case, but there are definitely times in the Gospels where Jesus is anything but gentle with the Pharisees. Actually, it's interesting. He seems to have had more patience for worldly sinners, prostitutes, and tax collectors than he did for religious hypocrites. He frequently called them to repentance without mocking them. You think of his interaction with the woman at the well in John chapter 4, or the woman caught in adultery later in John's Gospel. While Jesus certainly used harsh language, his ministry was characterized by compassion and gentleness, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, or 21, verse 5. We can point to instances where Christ was acting out of holy anger, like when he turned over the money changers' tables at the temple. But we need to understand why he did what he did, and not just use that as an excuse for venting unholy anger. Undergirding this idea of gracious speech is the general wisdom that we find in places like Proverbs chapter 16. The wise of heart is called discerning, and sweetness of speech increases persuasiveness. Good sense is a fountain of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. That's Proverbs 16, 21 through 24. We need discernment to know when it is proper to use the strong tone Jesus and the apostles and prophets employed on certain occasions. If used indiscriminately, we can drive away the very sinners Christ is pursuing. Harshness toward lost sheep and gentleness toward predators are both errors that are equally devastating to the church. The verbiage of the prophets toward adulterous Israel or Jesus toward the apostate Pharisees isn't an excuse for us to be disrespectful, impatient, and harsh toward the people we disagree with. The general rule is that as Christians, we're known for being patient, kind, gentle, and respectful in our speech, even towards unbelievers. That doesn't mean there isn't a place for the prophetic edge, but we have to be careful that it doesn't become the only tool in our toolbox. Introducing Tell Me a Story, a brand new podcast for children and families. Each episode brings scripture to life with immersive storytelling, followed by a short devotional to spark meaningful conversations.
Let there be light.
The serpent, he tricked me.
It is I, Joseph. I am the brother you sold to the traitors.
In a world filled with distractions and declining biblical literacy, our children need stories that anchor them in truth. Tell Me a Story weaves the rich narratives of God's promises shown in His Word and the world, equipping parents for discipleship and helping families reflect on the greatest story ever told. Episode 1 is available now, wherever you listen to podcasts.